Your speaker is Harold Bickham. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. The Christian life is a new life. It is a life directed to God. It is a life devoted to Christ. It is a life in sharp contrast to the former way of life. Let us study 2 Corinthians 5 and in verse 17 to investigate more fully this new way of life. First of all, in our study, let us notice the new life is conditional. Paul begins by saying, therefore, if any man be in Christ. If is a conditional word. It is based on the premise that if a condition has been satisfied or met, then the promise or end result will happen. In this verse, Paul says that if one is in Christ, then as a result, the one has a new life. There are other if words in the Bible. For example, John wrote, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John 1, 6-10. Look at these if statements with me. First of all, he would say, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Based on the condition that we state that we are in fellowship with God, but our actions indicate otherwise or state otherwise, we're not practicing the truth. Secondly, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Based on the condition that our actions demonstrate that we're living faithfully the Christian life, we have fellowship with God and the brethren, and Jesus' blood will continue to cleanse our sins. Thirdly, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As a Christian confesses sins, God will forgive our sins and cleanse our unrighteousness. Lastly, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. If we deny our sin, the word of God is not in us, and we deny God. All of these statements are based on the conditional word, if. If you do this, then the end result is this. Now, as we look to what John is saying, we understand that he's writing unto members of the Lord's church. He is writing to those who have already obeyed the gospel initially. And so it says, if you do these things, then the end result will be this. Now, back to our text, we notice that Paul would say, therefore, if any man be in Christ, if we are in Christ, then certain blessings are implied. And so we understand that we have certain blessings in Christ and certain end results will occur. But then secondly, notice the new life is available for all people. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, look at any man. Paul says that the gospel is for all. All accountable people are subject to the invitation to be in Christ. For you're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:26 through 28. The new life is a choice. The new life is a decision that we must make. Whosoever will implies the freedom of choice to obey God. The Bible says, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he, that is Christ, said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Mark 8:34-35. In the book of Revelation, chapter 22, and in verse 17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. The idea that God has predetermined or preselected certain individuals to be saved and certain individuals to be lost is foreign to the teachings of the Bible. God, however, has predetermined a certain group of people to be saved, that is, faithful members of the Lord's church. And God has predetermined a certain group of people to be lost, that is, those who have not obeyed the gospel of Christ, or those who have, after obedience to the gospel of Christ, have left their first love. Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 1, beginning of verse 8, in flame and fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 13, beginning, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. But then, finally today, the new life is a changed life. He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The new life is a life that has changed from serving sin to serving God. The old person of sin no longer lives. Romans 6, beginning in verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Paul further said, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself service to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6:16-18. As such, a Christian no longer serves or has a kingly relationship to Satan, but now they are a servant unto God. Old characteristics have changed to new characteristics. No longer does one practice the sins of the flesh, but now has the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:19-24. Again, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, the like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Romans 6:3-6. The new life is a life of new goals and aspirations. The Christian life is devoted to pleasing God. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Again, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3:1-4. Again, Paul would write, lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds. Now put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Colossians 3:9-10. How can I become a new creature or be a new creation? How can I have this new life? God's plan reveals that after hearing the gospel being taught, that we are to have faith. Romans 10:17. Mark 16:15-16. This faith leads us to repent of our sins and to confess the good name of Christ as the only begotten Son of God. Luke 13:3-5. Romans 10:9-10. The final step of God's plan of salvation is scriptural baptism for the remission of sins. Acts 2:38. We are then commanded to be faithful even until we die for Jesus, to go to heaven in the afterwhile. Revelation 2:10. My friend, do you love God's Word? Will you consider our study today and then respond in loving obedience to the commandments of God? May God bless you as you continue to read and to study the Bible.